I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome again to EP Yoga. I think we've got a great show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And before we get into the heart of the matter, talking about global consciousness, the Maharishi effect, extraterrestrials, all that kind of good stuff, I'd first just like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience. And for all the positive comments and emails that have been sent to me over the course of the last week or so. And also to welcome our new listeners. And if you're not aware, ET Yoga is one of two shows that was chosen to be picked up in the UK at Glastonbury Radio. So I'd like to say more and more new listeners from Glastonbury Radio have been joining the show and emailing, and much appreciative of that. And as well, if you're a new listener, you know, what are some reasons why you might want to connect with ET Yoga? Well, first of all, ET Yoga. A lot of people at first ask about why or how do the ETs do yoga? Well, the conception for most people is that yoga is just the hatha yoga or the postures. But in actuality, yoga has many branches, and one of the main purposes of yoga, and the word yoga, by the way, means union, union with you and your higher self. And in that respect, integral yoga, which comprises six different yogas, all lead to that oneness or the same goal. And certainly the ETs, coming from many of them from higher spiritual consciousness, are the perfect people to do yoga. And what are some other reasons you might want to connect with this show? We do provide some of the amazing information that's come from some of the greatest yogic masters that have been on the West as well as the East, in the form of Paramahansa Yogananda, Sri Swami Sachidananda, and Sri Ramana Maharshi. We're also provide information that's connecting to the latest of ET channeled information, primarily from the Pleiadians, Esasani, and that's information is primarily from Bashar, as well as the Arcturians and Syrians. And speaking of them, and speaking of our new listeners, I always suggest to people to keep a paper and pen handy, because you might hear things on ET Yoga that you want to jot down and follow up on later. And I know that speaking of the Syrians, if you haven't checked out Patricia Corey's books, The Syrian Revelations, that's a good one to check out, as well as Barbara Marciniak's material. Of course, I always recommend the classic Bringers of the Dawn, is sort of the classic ET channeled classic, and the classic yogic text, Autobiography of a Yogi. And you know, it comes to mind that I haven't ever on ET Yoga given a plug for Amora, A-M-O-R-A-H, Kuan Yin, Amora Kuan Yin, and her amazing books about the Ka and Ba from channeled Pleiadian sources. And from time to time on ET Yoga, you know, I do challenge our listeners to make use of some of the practical information that's available on ET Yoga. And in that respect, last show we talked about some of the amazing concepts that had been channeled through extraterrestrial material. And to me, of course, this is the main point at this particular time in our history, not so much to be involved with arguments and, you know, do extraterrestrials exist or not. The point is to look at the information and see if you can use it in your own personal life. And also on ET Yoga, certainly many people connect because they want to know about the latest technologies in healing and self-healing. And some of that material comes from the Atlantean healing technologies. We highly recommend Egyptian healing rods. If you haven't tuned into that subject and are interested, you can tune into www.egyptianhealingrods.com. So that's www.egyptianhealingrods.com. And amazing research that's been done there from Valery Uvarov. And that's Uvarov, a Russian scientist. And actually, there's about a two-hour interview with him on Project Camelot. And you might find that very fascinating if you're looking at some of the latest research with pyramids as well as Egyptian healing rods and how those rods help to balance your internal flows of energy, balance your internal time clocks, stimulate your higher chakras, as well as stimulating the immune system. And with respect to, let's see, who else can I give a plug to today? Dr. Raj Gopal of India, who is involved with promoting the Babaji Yantras. And they come in the form of medallions. I know a lot of people from Self-Realization Fellowship or Yogananda people are very interested in that item. And I would suggest you go on your website and just check out Babaji Yantra, and eventually you'll find your way to be able to purchase one of those, and all those proceeds go to really good sources. We've also, on ET Yoga, we like to get our listeners involved with program content, so if you have ideas, suggestions, as to items that you'd like to hear talked about on ET Yoga, you can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And speaking of ways to, or reasons why you'd like to connect with ET Yoga, if you're a yogi and you have realized that there's a possibility of attainment of oneness with your higher self, that's probably the main reason to be connected with this show. And also, the ET information enhances the yogic experience. And as an example of that, I'd like to use three or four concepts that as a devotee of both Yogananda and Satchidananda and Ramana Maharshi over decades, I'd like to mention that some of the concepts from the ET information to me was relatively new information. And last week we did cover a whole, well, actually for the last two shows, we've actually been talking about many of the concepts that have been communicated through channeled extraterrestrial information since about 1971 when the Seth material came about through Gene Roberts. And also many people that join as listeners to our show have clued into The Secret, which seems to be gaining popularity in society. And for those who are new, the Bashar information actually contained all of that information, and Bashar has been teaching that for the last 25 years, and that's information channeled through Daryl Anka. And if you want to tune into the Bashar information, you can go to www.bashar.org. And one of the concepts, for example, that enhances your yogic experience would be that your outer experience is a perfect mirror of your beliefs, your definitions, and your emotions. And I mean a perfect mirror. So what you experience in 3D reality is what you actually project from the inside. And, of course, from time to time we do go into detail in terms of techniques with respect to reprogramming old beliefs. and especially if some of your outer reflection is something that you don't prefer or would like to make adjustments to. And another one of those amazing concepts from ET Channel Material was that all circumstances are inherently neutral. In other words, events don't come with built-in meaning, the way we're taught to believe. And even more importantly, the spin that you put on outer circumstances actually creates the experience you get. That's the point of creation. And as well as taking 100% responsibility for your outer circumstance, that's what allows you, by taking and acknowledging that responsibility, allows you to have the power to change that outer circumstance. And another one of those amazing concepts was that state of being is most important, that state of being is the primary concern, not the outer circumstance. And some of that's been supported recently by some of the most amazing scientific knowledge, and that comes from the understanding of the new system that was discovered called the brain and the heart. And it's been discovered that the brain and the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain and the head, and actually emits an energy field about 10 feet from the body, which has been now can be measured with magnetometers. And thus your state of being our frequency, your emotional state, is also been found through the latest discoveries in quantum physics to be the one that interfaces with a morphogenetic field, and thus the one that helps to create your outer experience. So these are some of the concepts that enhance yogic teachings that we provide on ET Yoga. And as well, from time to time, as I said, we challenge our listeners to do some of the techniques that we provide here on the show, and to really appreciate feedback. And I really appreciate your emails, especially concerning content. And had a great email this week from Alan from the UK. And for those who are regular listeners, you'll recall that I've sort of put out the challenge out there to have people let me know about sources of information in mainstream media that contain any of this information that we provide on ET Yoga. And for the most part, to date, haven't had anybody show that in terms of what I call mainstream media. Now, in terms of the Seth material back in 71, of course, is a great one. And one of our callers brought that to mind. And yes, I was aware of the Seth material. And in fact, I even made a connection that I think that was probably extraterrestrial in nature. And Alan from the UK brought up the Course in Miracles. And he says, do you know of the Course in Miracles? And he provides a website for that, too. It's www.acim.org. And that's www.acim.org. And he indicates here that lessons 1 and 2 are titled, Nothing I See Means Anything. And also, I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. And lesson, I believe it's 32, states, you are not the victim of the world you see because you invented it. You can give it up as easily as you made it up. And clearly, I have known about the Course in Miracles for a long time, but I did not and heard many people speak very highly of it, although I am not aware of specific content. And I really appreciate that from Alan in the UK. And in addition, he says he's heartened by the correspondence between ET Yoga statements. And I really appreciate it when teachings concur on the most fundamental principles. And personally, I love the part where he states that ET Yoga offers amazing and profound insights into the nature of reality, which are not only deeply interesting, but practically useful as well. And again, a way to or a reason why you might want to tune into ET Yoga, because we try to provide not only amazing information, but try to make it practical as well. So, and moving on to some other interesting questions that were communicated during this past week. One of our listeners was interested in a way to protect yourself from subliminals on the internet. And I think that the best information I've seen there came from one of Barbara Marciniak's Pleiadian books. And it goes like this. As I enter here, I ask to be surrounded in the white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcomed energies be bounced back to their source as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask that the light ones guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe. And another question that has come up over the last week or so was concerning removing heavy metals from the system. And I know a lot of people are using colloidal silver. And I came across an interesting recipe. And if you're looking for a natural, healthy recipe to remove heavy metals, like from the chemtrails, then here is one. 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts, which contain selenium, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, which contain cysteine, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seeds, which contain zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, Chinese parsley, which contain vitamin A, 2/3 cup of flaxseed oil. And for those not familiar with flaxseed oil is one of those substances that contains monatomic elements. And if you haven't heard of the term monatomic elements, I suggest look up the David Hudson lectures 1, 2, and 3. He's the guy that discovered this new energy. And it turns out that monatomic elements are available in all green vegetables. They're in carrots, Welch's grape juice, almond seeds, salt, kale. Amazing. They're high-spin electrons that actually neutralize and reprogram disease. And they're the light of the body. Apparently 5% of the brain by weight is actually monatomic elements. Never been discovered before because they never had the technology to discover it. And continuing with this recipe, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice for vitamin C, 2 tablespoons of bulse powder, and sea salt to taste. Process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. Add the garlic, nuts, and seeds, lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finally blended into a paste. Add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. Store in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. And we can consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. And the pesto is delicious on toast and baked potatoes and pasta. Now, moving on to some other interesting questions from our callers. I kind of like this one. Like, when are they going to land? You know, what's the time frame for a first contact scenario? Well, in this particular respect, I think the information on ET Yoga is a secondary source to the primary one, which is Bashar. And I know of no better information than what comes from Bashar, and he is so tuned into this particular topic. And so I don't mind passing on the information that I've received from Bashar and Bashar sources concerning this whole idea of first contact. You know, and it doesn't mean that contact isn't always taking place and on an individual level. We're talking about that kind of magic moment when it's public that there are extraterrestrials visiting here and making that contact publicly known. And actually, in that respect, I've actually worked on the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act, which actually provides a protocol for the procedures that would take place once that first contact scenario takes place. And if you'd like to see a copy of the actual act, you can find that actually at www.bashar.org. And if you'd like to be involved in the promotion of that concept and the passage of that bill, you can find ways to get involved at that site. And of course, the Bashar information indicates that Earth is under quarantine until 2012. So there's not going to be an open public first contact scenario that it's at least a legitimate one. There might be a false flag one, but there won't be a legitimate one until after 2012. Now, interestingly enough, I guess there's the good news and the bad news if you're looking to have, you know, that happen, you know, as soon as possible, which a lot of people are. The good news is that the first extraterrestrial race that is supposed to have contact with Earth is actually already here. And they have been here in the form of the phenomenon known as the Phoenix Lights. So, and the last time there was actually a craft that was about a mile in length, wedge shape that basically hovered over the Phoenix area for several hours. And according to Bashar, the Phoenix area again will be visited. Well, actually, he didn't say Phoenix. He said Arizona would also be visited again in the year 2010. And Bashar has also indicated that in the year of 2012, there shall be in a variety of what you call sacred sites another opportunity for recognition of this particular extraterrestrial group. And if you're looking for a name, they're called the Shalanaya. Shalanaya. And the Shalanaya, actually, the word itself means those who shall come first. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And 5 years hence, what you would call in the year 2017, there shall be the first broad awakening of the memories of contacts that have occurred in and around various cities. People will awaken to dream that memory. There will be at first some psychological confusion at that, but your year of around 2020, the dream will explain itself sufficiently so that all of those that remember will communicate with all others that recall, and there will be the establishment of communication vehicles and centers and sites and on the internet for those that remember these encounters. And also that will reveal themselves in the dreams. And Bashar says that after the year 2025, there will then begin a series of limited open contacts in isolated areas, predetermined, preselected, pre-chosen on this planet. And in and around the year 2030, there will be preparation for large-scale open contact by the year 2033. And as we read your energy now, according to Bashar. And I should also mention that, you know, we've also many times in ET Yoga talked about, you know, challenging our listeners to throw a positive spin on outer circumstance. And according to Bashar, that's the primary function of the rational mind. And we challenge people that when they come across some sort of negative in their life, And even though you can see no possible way that anything good can come from that, to throw a positive spin on it and then see what happens. And the higher the emotional spin and the higher the certainty about this, the more vivid and higher the experience can be. And once you catch on to this, it really is mind-blowing, and it's stunning because it works. And as an example of that, you're going to the train station because you're on your way to work, and you think you're on time, but you see the train leaving as you approach. And one possible reaction to that could be anger and frustration and blame. And if you're new to ET yoga, blame, criticism, and justification of your circumstance are three indications that you're in victimhood consciousness. So that's one possible take on that scenario. Okay, let's say you're one of those regular ET yoga listeners, and you heard on ET yoga, even if you can't see any possible, you know, way of something good coming from a situation, you're late for work, you're not going to catch the next train for an hour, let's throw a positive spin on that situation and see what happens. Well, a possible scenario could be that you threw a great positive spin on that situation, and while you're sitting waiting for the next train, someone you haven't seen in 10 years gets off another train, and you make this wonderful connection, and that whole experience turns out to be positive. And you may think that these come about by accident, but to my way of thinking, there are no accidents. We create everything. So the idea here is throw a positive spin on all outer circumstance. Now, this is kind of a little message for those people who have been involved with abduction scenarios, especially by some, for lack of a better label, potentially negative ET groups. And a lot of people have had very, psychological trauma, you know, from this particular experience. And here's one of the ways that you can throw a positive spin on that and even turning the most excruciating pain into something that's very joyful. Because apparently the connection with Ashalanaya is that there has been created a hybrid species between this particular group that actually turn out to be not so much extraterrestrial but interdimensional civilization that is actually a future version of Earth humans. And how they got to the point where they basically are becoming extinct, unless it's a way to extend their civilization, is by making hybrid species with Earth humans. And the Ashalanaya will have a connection there, so that some of the people who actually have children who are of hybrid species will be able to make that connection. So that's one of the ways that even people in those scenarios, and I know we may have listeners that have had experiences in that area, and that's one of the ways that you can throw a positive spin on that particular circumstance. And also came to my attention because I was answering some listeners' comments about Bringers of the Dawn this week, and it came to my attention that there's a place that you can get a free copy of Bringers of the Dawn, and that's at www.universe/people.com. That's at www.universe/people.com. And you can use your search engine there under Bringers of the Dawn, and under the 12th choice, and it says content of Bringers of the Dawn and a preface for Bringers, and you click that, and it takes you to www.biblioteca Pleiades, as spelled Pleiades.net. So the main connection here is www.universe/people.com.
go to search engine, Bringers of the Dawn, the 12th choice is the one you want. You click it, and you can get your own downloaded version of Bringers of the Dawn. So I suggest you have plenty of paper for that, because it's probably about 200 pages. And that's one way that if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, highly recommended. And now to get into some interesting information concerning a question brought up by one of our listeners about global consciousness. And I guess Platonian information would say that, you know, that beliefs are essentially agreements about reality, and both personal and collective beliefs form the structure and the parameters of your life experience in any area. And understanding the power of belief and the power of the mind, both individually and en masse, is the most pressing and crucial issue for humankind to grasp. And recognizing these two important keys of knowledge can open human consciousness to a new worldview of unlimited possibilities and highly creative solutions. And the overall world structure is a framework of agreements that you operate within. It's not the only version of the world. And nature is flexible and alive with multidimensional possibilities, and your beliefs, decisions, and emotions play the decisive role in creating the version of the world reality you actually encounter. Your beliefs are an integral part of your personal energy field in every form. And it's actually a form of magic, because magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. And so mass beliefs create mass conjurings. And if you're not familiar with this whole concept about, you know, global consciousness, you know, the way I think of it is that the same way that we as individuals create our outer experience, the same is true of the global consciousness and the global experience. And to me, this connects into another positive activity that you can connect with, and that's the Bashar Peace Clock. And that's where every day at 12 o'clock, take 1 minute to either pray for peace or to meditate about peace, but to make some contribution every day at 12 o'clock for 1 minute. And that's been going on now for a couple of decades. And if you haven't joined in, join in, because the more people that we get to create that belief, that will eventually manifest in the outer experience. Now, since 1998, the Global Consciousness Project has monitored 50 diode machines around the globe in an effort to determine if the consciousness of mankind actually exists. And through the use of white noise signals, these machines are believed to have the ability to measure if the morphogenetic field is influenced by our behaviors, our interactions with other beings, or even the occurrence of tragic world events. And fascinating is the fact that disturbances have been detected hours before events even happened. For example, all 50 diodes worldwide simultaneously registered a disturbance in the morphogenetic fields 5 hours before the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center. And I find that information is, you know, quite fascinating. And also connected to global consciousness is the fact that, hardly noticed by the public, researchers at the U.S. American Princeton University has shown that machines and computers that have a diode with white noise interface react with thoughts and consciousness of the people who are connected to them. The connection between mind and machine or computer is wireless and is based on the person mentally concentrating on the communication with the machine. And the best known experiment of this kind was carried out at Princeton with about 200 students. And the evaluation of all the test data demonstrated that the computers could register through the diode with the white noise what the operands had been thinking during the test runs. And the computer could also visualize it properly. And most of those questions were in a more of a true or false or plus or minus framework. However, working with the global consciousness, again, you know, it reminds me of the Bashar statement back in 1980, where he said that we made a decision collectively not to annihilate ourselves with nuclear war. And to me, that means the global consciousness creates the outer reality, just like individually we create our own reality or experience. And also I find quite fascinating is that modern science has finally come to realize that at least 90% of the brain that we supposedly never use actually corresponds to the role of the 90% of our DNA that was once called junk DNA, but is now understood as a communications interface between our physical brain and the universe at large. And Dr. Rupert Sheldrake points out in his theory of morphogenetic field resonance, the 100th monkey effect occurs when enough people drawn together by a shared purpose create a quantum field of self-fulfilling potential. And when that happens, the rest of the world in varying degrees will experience an internal shift in fifth to tenth dimensional consciousness. And to me, this really connects with the what's called the Maharishi effect. And just as a side note to this Maharishi effect, interesting to note that in the mid-70s, I actually promoted this concept, and it was actually, I was involved that time with a political party called the Liberals in Canada, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and actually passed at their convention a bill that would promote meditation and transcendental meditation as well, because of the amazing effect when 1% of the population in a particular area utilized this technique, they noticed these severe declines in the crime rate. And actually the Winnipeg Free Press ran a large article at that time called Meditation, Crime Buster of the Future. And in 1960, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi predicted that 1% of a population practicing the transcendental meditation technique would produce measurable improvements in the quality of life for the whole population. And this phenomenon was first noticed in 1974 and reported in a paper in 1976. And here the finding was that when 1% of a community practiced TM, then the crime rate was reduced 16% on average. And subsequent research has confirmed the existence and the universality of the Maharishi effect. It has become possible to lodge a prediction in advance with the police and the mayor of a city and then create the effect. And this was put to the test under the careful scrutiny of a distinguished review board in 1993 in Washington, D.C., and the maximum decrease in violent crimes was 23.3%. And the statistical probability that this could result by chance were like 1 in 2 billion. And this also reminds me of some information from David Wilcock, and that's at Divine Cosmos, and he said that apparently there were 7,000 meditators got together, and when they did their group meditation, it actually created a geometrical progression and percentage of 72% reduction in globally the behavior of terrorist behavior. So, you know, an amazing concept. And I should also point out that the Maharishi Vedic organic agriculture is also goes far beyond the current organic standards, and has also they posted years of research about harmful genetically modified food. And I know people have a hard time getting good information concerning the harmful effects of genetically modified food, and Maharishi Vedic organic agriculture is a good place to go because they've done a lot of research concerning this. And the Maharishi effect, of course, refers to the growth of harmony in society resulting from the practice of, as well, Maharishi Vedic technology. And the technology of natural law by a small fraction of the population, when the influence of coherence generated by this technology reaches sufficient intensity, then it's integrated in the national consciousness. And this, in turn, strengthens the cultural integrity of the nation by promoting life in accordance with natural law. And the result is the development of self-sufficiency and invincible armor for the nation, which automatically repels any negative influence coming from the outside. And thus, the integrated state of national consciousness created by the Maharishi effect produces a Meisner effect for the nations, rendering it impenetrable to external disorder. And they give as an example of this an ordinary conductor. And in an ordinary electrical conductor, incoherent, disordered electrons allow penetration by an external magnetic field. But in a superconductor, and by the way, monoatomics are a superconductor, coherent collective functioning of the electron spontaneously excludes an external magnetic field and maintains its impenetrable status. And they also say that this example of invincibility is not unique in nature. Parallel phenomenon of invincibility can be found in many aspects of the physical and biological science, and in each case it is found that the ability of the system to resist disorder is always based on coherent collective functioning. And, of course, this also, to me, connects with the Bashar peace clock. And that the best defense, even to flus, is grounding in unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion. And because these exhibit frequencies that shatter disease, and they do not allow it, disease to penetrate the system. And this is a far superior than the approach that the mainstream media would like you to follow, which is to be in fear, which actually attracts that energy and the illusion that you need protection. And, of course, on ET Yoga, we always say the only thing you need protection from is your own beliefs. And a universal principle in nature is that internally coherent systems possess the ability to repel external influences, while incoherent systems are easily penetrated by disorder from outside. And this principle of invincibility is clearly illustrated in physics as the Meisner effect and in the functioning of a nation as the Maharishi effect. And the significance of mentioning the Meisner effect here is that if the national consciousness of a country is disintegrated and divided, as inevitably results from the opposition-dominated democracy of today, the country will never experience the true meaning of defense, which is invincibility. The country will always be a football of situations and circumstances. Politicians will always be busy criticizing each other, and the whole purpose of administration will be lost. In every generation, administration will be weak, and the nation will be chaotic and will radiate a negative, stressful influence to all surrounding countries. And this reminds me of the David Hudson lectures and the Meisner field, and because he said that 5% of the brain tissue by dry matter weight is rhodium and iridium, and almost no one knows it because it cannot be directly measured. And the elements flow the light of life in your body, and the elements are, in fact, what the light is, and that's orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements called orme. And orme rhodium and orme iridium detected by the 300-second spectroscopic analysis. And he says, and this is a quote from David Hudson, he says, "I can show you four papers by the U.S. Naval Research Facility where they have proven that the cells communicate with each other by a process identical to superconductivity, but they can't figure out what is superconducting. It is the stealth atoms at work, the atoms that are in your body, the atoms that flow perpetually by the light of life, but no one knows they're there because they don't identify by normal instrumental analysis. And he says you have this liquid invisible light that vibrates and it's flowing in your body right now, and it corrects the DNA and keeps the DNA corrected and functioning correctly. And he says that what happens when some DNA becomes deficient in these elements and or becomes pinned with carcinogens, now the light cannot flow in that area. Now, curiously enough, you find the aura also collapses in that area because the aura is the Meissner field of the superconductor. And when the light cannot flow throughout that area, you get resistance and you get heat buildup. You get energy buildup, and it's like a rock in the stream. The water can't flow through the rock. And now the DNA becomes altered, and it's getting too much energy as heat, and the cells begin to divide way too fast. And when you put these elements into the cancer, which is the monoatomic elements, correctly, then the resonance connection can establish itself where the rock used to be, and the rock dissolves away because the light begins to correct the DNA again, and that's the way it cures cancer. And the thing I really love about that is that, as we also say on ET Yoga, you don't go against negative energy. It only perpetuates its existence and drags you down to that level, the same way, actually, that judgment works. It isn't that somebody outside is going to judge you. When you judge or invalidate something outside of you, you are drawn to that frequency level. And so as you judge, so are you judged, because it's happening in the process. And the thing I like about the monoatomics and the way they cure cancer, and it's only one of the ways to cure cancer, is that it neutralizes and reprograms or heals, and it creates a positive energy in a positive direction. It doesn't go against to fight against anything. And actually, the Food and Drug Administration has actually, I believe, authorized some forms of rhodium and iridium that are used in the treatment of cancer on animals, but haven't got around to telling the rest of us about using it on people. Also interesting to note, some amazing connected research from some of the Russian scientists, Gerezhev in particular. And he says, each physical cell in our body is in its own way a miniature brain with memory of all its personal experiences and of its relationship with the other cells and with the body as a whole. Your conscious thoughts and habits regulate the current condition. DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies, according to the latest Russian DNA discoveries. And these scientists also found out that our DNA produced magnetized wormholes. Wormholes are the microscopic equivalents of the Einstein-Rosen bridges in the vicinity of black holes. These are tunnel connections between entirely different areas in the universe through which information can be transmitted outside of space and time. The DNA attracts these bits of information and passes them onto our consciousness. And this process of hypercommunication is most effective in a state of relaxation. Stress, worries, or a hyperactive intellect prevent successful hypercommunication. And these discoveries prove that the human DNA is a biological internet and superior in many ways to the artificial one. And they directly or indirectly explain the phenomena such as clairvoyance, intuition, spontaneous and remote acts of healing, self-healing, and affirmation techniques. And from the David Wilcox site, some more amazing research. Amazingly, the majority of viruses have a perfect sacred geometry within their structure, and most commonly seen as the icosahedron. And even more stunning is the Russian researcher Dr. Vlail Kazhnichev's groundbreaking study, where he proved, and this is to me quite fascinating, that a disease could be energetically transmitted into healthy cells hermetically sealed at a distance. And this proves that viruses are not simply physical things. He proved that they are frequencies. And he used existing tissue that was already veering towards dead because it had been separated from the protective biofields of the host organism, and he was then able to send the energy frequency of viruses into these separated, unprotected cells. and the frequency of the virus alone was able to rearrange the genetic material in those separated unprotected cells and spontaneously generate the virus, thus causing the infection to form. And to me, Wilcox, actually, his comment is, though the Russians understand this energetic component, thankfully the New World Order neocon faction does not. This is why hardly any of their purported attempts to infect large numbers of people ever actually work out. But even if they did understand the frequency component and found a way to use it, that still wouldn't be able to hurt people in the long run, because Russian pyramid studies clearly showed that higher intensity torsion fields automatically out-resonate anything that could be harmful to life, even turning toxic poisons into inert safe substances. And this is where, to me, they're the ones that came up with the wands of Horus, or what I call the Egyptian healing rods. These rods are basically like being inside a pyramid. And by holding these rods for 7 minutes is the same as a half an hour of acupuncture, and also obviously create positive torsion fields. And Dr. Daniel Benor compiled the most exhaustive collection of healing studies ever done. Fully 191 studies where the power of the human mind alone was used in various attempts to heal everything from single-celled organisms to plants, animals, birds, fish, and humans, even at great distances such as from New York to Los Angeles. And of these 191 studies, fully 64% showed that the simple focus of the mind upon healing another life form created a very substantial healing effect. And this is another one of the pieces of suppressed science that the criminal cartels of the world have wanted to suppress. By the same system, viruses will not take hold unless the consciousness or torsion field or frequency of the person is diminished enough to allow it to activate. And these healing studies do show that a positive, upbeat, and loving attitude is not merely a psychological phenomenon. The positive attitude actually raises energy in the body and the torsion fields that dramatically help prevent disease. And in this case, the energetic component of these viruses is unable to activate, and they remain dormant and are soon wiped out by your white blood cells. Again, this is another component of how we live in a highly structured reality. Events such as plagues and diseases do not happen at random. They flourish when the conditions of consciousness allow them to. And even if you yourself do not have a sufficiently positive, loving attitude to out-resonate these problems on your own, it has been scientifically proven that getting other people to pray for you can have a very substantial healing effect. Other people's naturally occurring torsion fields can be directed towards you to pump up the frequency of your own energy sufficient to shatter the viruses or bacteria causing the problem. And to me, this totally connects with the Maharishi idea of invincibility. And some more information about the torsion fields is that the Earth itself is a source of energy that radiates what the Russians refer to as torsion fields. It's a natural source which comes from the Earth, from the Sun, and from the center of the galaxy. And this is, again, why when you're in alignment with the center of the galaxy, at 14 hours and 30 minutes sidereal time, your ESP ability goes up by 400%. The Earth is giving off an energy field like that as well. And this energy field is actually what fuels physical matter to sustain its own existence. Each little atom and molecule is like a sponge that takes this energy in and like a fluid and extracts it back out again. And some amazing research from the Russians concerning torsion fields and pyramids, that oil wells become more productive when pyramids are above them. Agriculture seeds increase their yield. Pathogenic viruses and bacteria become significantly less damaging to life after being held in the pyramids. Food stored in a pyramid increase human compassion. This is amazing. A quantity of salt and pepper was stored inside the pyramid, and it was later removed and fed continually to about 5,000 people in different jails in Russia. And amazingly, within 4 months, there was a dramatic improvement in their behavior, and most criminal behavior almost completely disappeared. And as this validates the idea that etheric energy is spiritual energy, and that as a person is exposed to higher intensities of it, there is a propensity for greater feelings of love, compassion for others. And to me, this directly relates to the fact that the Pleiadians tell us we're being sent a lot of new energy coming our way from the galactic center, which is the most positive source of positive torsion fields. And what kind of effect do you think that's going to have on the Earth? Which reminds me about our show next week is going to be new messages for the ground crew. And some further research by the Russians with pyramids indicates that a spherical energy field surrounds any pyramidal structure. And that the center of the galaxy is actually our primary source of in-streaming torsion wave energy. And an object will gradually displace into higher etheric density as it vibrates closer to the speed of light. Actually, a complete shift can be made into the higher density at that point, and when the pressure is later released, the object will naturally shift back down into our own density. And this also correlates with the patent by David Hudson, where microcluster iridium was seen to disappear when it was heated up to 850 degrees Celsius, but would reappear when the temperature was reduced. And certainly those, again, those Egyptian healing rods draw a harmonic effect and have a harmonizing effect on our Ba and Ka, which is the yin and yang energy flows. And the greater part of illnesses begin with there's disharmony between these two fundamental flows of energy. And hence, the use of something that balances these flows leads to the body healing itself. And at this point, I definitely want to make a plug for my own website, which is at Healing the Known and Unknown. And all this information that we talk about on the show tonight can be found in ebooks at maxwellgreensite.com. Those are in my ebooks, and the name of the site is called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And if you're interested in total immunity from disease, and I mean working towards total immunity, because when you get, as Barbara or as Patricia Corey says in her books, No More Secrets, No More Lies, when you get six strands of DNA activated, disease can no longer exist. It can't exist at that frequency. And at MaxwellGreensite.com is the place where, as a spiritual being, you don't want to live your life in fear of disease, virus, flu, or of any kind. And this site was developed as a one-stop shop for self-healing and self-empowerment. And it includes material from some of the greatest yogic masters, such as Ramana Maharshi, Yogananda, and Satchitananda, and extraterrestrial knowledge from Bashar, Elon, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the Arcturians, and Mother Mary's College of Christ Consciousness. And if you haven't checked out Mother Mary's College of Christ Consciousness on the net, a great list of how reality functions. And at MaxwellGreensite.com, that's the site where we do the mental work to find out why a certain condition exists, connect with our higher selves, prepare the body to work optimally, claim our personal sovereignty and power, and cure disease with vibration, belief, love, appreciation, gratitude, natural remedies, the newest discoveries and technologies, and the amazing power of the body to heal itself. And advertising quote there is, remember, your power ends where your fear begins. So put a positive spin on your outer circumstance. Go to Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreensite.com. And at this point, as usual in the show, I'd like to wish you my sincere best for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Hope you tune in again next week. Good night.